Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wilson steals third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns is hit by the pitch. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Stearns steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds misplays the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Stearns scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott who is chasing the ball. Brooks reaches third base with a triple. Valentine goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Pittman pinch hits for Mike Lacoss. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Capozzello now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knight is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Dickie Thon pinch hits for George Capozzello. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby scores. It's 8-1, Mets. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops it up and throws to first, with Moffitt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knight is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Garner reaches second base with a double. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garner scores. It's 8-2, Mets. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Alan Nicely pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Ashby moves to second. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pohl hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Scott scores. Ashby scores. Nicely moves to third. It's 8-4, Mets. Neil Allen now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Nicely scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Mets. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Kiko Garcia pinch runs for Ray Knight. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Kiko Garcia now playing third base. Allen nicely now playing left field. Frank LaCourte now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, Mets. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. LaCourte fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Stearns, and Verizer drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Allen Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 4 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Alan Knisely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knisely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knisely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.